Welcome, everyone, to the second episode of RamenCast. If you weren't here for the first time, we had an interesting commentary about the 18th month ban of Gerald Freeze. And now we actually have him on the cast so he could speak his size and we could grill him. We got five hosts here. It's me, Marcel, MTG. You can find me on Twitter. We also have Bill Adamson.
What's up?
Chris Lansdale.
What's up?
We got Travis Hall.
Hello.
Amanda Stevens.
What's up?
And Gerald Freeze himself.
Hello.
Okay, so we wanted to address this because it felt like a one-sided conversation, and we wanted to get the facts out there, and we wanted him to be able to say his thing. So go down, go around the table and ask some questions. But really, the biggest question that everyone has is, Gerald, do you think you were bullying, or do you think you were being a douchebag by doing what you did?
I definitely think I was being a douchebag. I don't think I was bullying. I mean, I won't disagree that I'm more a douchebag by nature. I'm fairly abrasive, but it's usually in good fun, in good humor. You know, I'm never malicious. I don't intend to be, but I don't consider myself a bully by any means.
Okay.
That's just what a bully would say.
I mean, that's all fine and good, but I at least you admit to being a douchebag. But I read your legit MTV interview. And at one point, you pointed out that the magic community itself makes jabs at each other. And a lot of times we do make jabs at each other, but we make jabs at people we know. I'm pretty sure, because a couple of my friends you posted comments about, and I'm pretty sure you don't know them. So I know that you were doing it for fun for your friends, but why didn't you just text them instead of putting it up on Twitter?
I really just thought it would be funny. I mean, to be fair, I don't know your friends. You know, my intent was never to offend anybody. I would act the same way if I would meet them in person. You know, honestly, I would walk up to somebody, introduce myself, and crack a joke, whether it be at my expense, their expense, one of my friends' expense, to break the ice and get everybody to laugh. And it's in no way malicious. If your friends were offended, I apologize for it. It was never my intention. I just thought it would be funny to post it on Twitter. And that is obviously something, you know, what a bully would say to defend himself. But that's the truth of the matter. And as for the legit MTG interview, I wasn't trying to excuse myself or condone my behavior. I was merely pointing out that this happens all the time. That's why I thought it was not that big of a deal. Because, you know, you say you poke fun at people you know, but a lot of times you'll poke fun, maybe not you in particular, but people do just make comments on message boards or on podcasts. And I did. That's why I really care in Earthquake.
Go ahead, keep going, Gerald.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I think I made my point there.
So do you like? Can you honestly not see a difference between friends making fun of each other and cutting and really nasty sounding comments about people that you don't know and have never met?
I can understand your point of view. I don't feel that the comments were overly nasty. I would make the same type of comments in sort of situations. You know, I worked in the construction industry a majority of my life. I interact with people I don't know or I meet for the first time in a similar manner. I mean, it's just, for me, that's the way to break the ice. That's a way, you know, if I were to meet somebody, I would do something similar to try to get them to laugh, or I would do it to myself to cut myself to get everyone to laugh and just make everybody, you know, kind of more relaxed.
And about yourself is completely and utterly up to you, and nobody should ever be upset about that. Here's the thing, though. Where you work or what you've done with your life or what your intent was are all completely and utterly irrelevant. Anyone who's worked for a corporation will tell you this because it's hammered into you from day one. The only thing that matters when you're talking about other people is the way the comment is received, not the way that it is intended. Intent means nothing. If you offend somebody, even if it's not the person who you're directing the comment at, you've overstepped the line.
But as Magic players I'm sure everyone has had their share of insults and have insulted people before, and this is not beyond anybody. And, I can understand where Joe's coming from. He's trying to make fun, but there is the point that there's a line that was crossed. And I think a lot of people agree that he crossed the line. Mm-hmm. And, I think the biggest contention was that people do feel they're malicious. I mean, you don't necessarily do, but the comments, like the biggest one that I heard, that they weren't necessarily witty or clever per se. Like if you had something clever or witty, people may be more or less likely to be against it. But there was a number of things that were like say the girl with the dirty sleeve. It just seemed to be just a commentary on the situation itself, which seems to be more, you know, just directed at the person. And it becomes, at that point, it becomes an attack. And do you see that as such, or do you think that is fairly fine?
I think that's a totally viable point of view to have. I don't think that's wrong at all. Again, you know, you say intent doesn't matter. It was not my intent. I understand if people feel that way. You know, I've said numerous times, I don't want anyone to feel unwelcome at a Magic event, despite what popular opinion might be. I think, especially for kids who play the game, they need safe places to go. My local game store is the same way. You know, I think that they need to feel safe, to feel protected. I don't think that players should be driven away because they feel uncomfortable. And that was not my intention, my goal. That, you know, I didn't want anyone to feel attacked. I really was just trying to make a joke. And if it came across in any other way, I offer my sincerest apology. I said numerous times, if anyone wanted a direct apology, I would heartily give it to them. But no one has, I shouldn't say no one, one person did come forward and say, hey, you know, that was me immediately. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I took those photos down. I never realized the impact that it would have.
Did you apologize to Chris Masioli?
No, I did not.
I'm pretty sure he was offended. I got one question for you.
He's offended by everything.
Because I think it's interesting that even people who are defending you don't think you should have got away scot-free. What do you think should have happened? What were you expecting to happen when you left after the uproar had started? When you left the event's location, what did you think was going to happen? And what do you think should happen next?
Well, I actually think, you know, there's a bit of misnomer as what actually did happen. But when I left the event, I didn't think anything was going to happen. I mean, at the time, I didn't think it was a big deal. You know, it was really only Chris who was making us think about it, and I figured that was just Chris being Chris. You know, what happens is really up to Wizards. If they say an 18-month ban is warranted, I mean, personally, I think that's overkill, but of course I'm going to say that because I'm in a situation.
See, now what you said in the Legit MTG questionnaire, you've only been replaying since, late 2010?
Yes, sir.
So, did you maybe just not realize that Magic has this kind of a tight community? Like, did you think that only your buddies would see it and, you know, it would just be almost like a text message?
I didn't realize it would blow up this big. I had, you know, 10 or 12 followers on Twitter who were all my friends, so I thought it would be funny. Maybe some other people would see it. And at the same time, I expected comments to be made at my expense. Who are the people in the pictures who are my friends? You know, to me, that's the way I joke around with my friends. I really never thought it would be this big of a deal. I never thought this many people would be upset or hurt. You know, I never thought that I would push players away from wanting to go to events and play.
Now, I see. I understood a little bit what you said. I come from a construction background as well, so I certainly understand the ball busting aspect of it, as it were. But at least in my experience, we never like I'm an electrician. We would never gather up with the electricians and start pointing out a new guy and making fun of him. We'd laugh at our lunch table about it or something like that. You know,
but Bill, so like that's, if I mean, numerous times, you know, if someone does something funny, you post a picture of it, or I'm sure, you know, you've at least seen or heard of a situation where they post a picture where they have a mashup and they put a guy's head on a girl's body in high heels and put it in the break room. Obviously, you know, things like that happen, especially in the construction industry. I mean, to say that that's unheralded. I mean, I'm not saying you in particular, but you know that that's the type of thing that does happen in the construction field.
No. I in particular have done it. It's just, I think the issue I have is the way you did it. You kind of put it out for everyone. I don't, again, you said you didn't realize that everybody would see it, but it did go out to everyone. I think if this is something you had texted to your friends and somehow it had got out, I don't think anybody would have a right to say anything, because I think, as everybody else has already said, you're allowed to say whatever you want in your group of friends as long as it's appropriate among your group.
And also the hashtag was another problem, because now it's being directly tied to the event and you're becoming part of the event. You're attending the event. So I don't know if Wizards actually took this as hostile behavior you know, at there, and that's the reason for the banning. I know that we talked about it, and we kind of all felt that the banning was a little heavy-handed for 18 months for what you've done, especially since there's no precedent set ever before. But Wizards is obviously taking this very seriously because they're giving you 18 months, but Cheaters have gotten 6 months. So from Wizards' perspective, what do you see that they're punishing you for, and how do you see this going forward?
Well, see, I think that they're punishing me because they envision me as a bully, and I think that in their eyes, I'm going to events and, you know, being spiteful or hurtful and hurting their attendance and hurting the game and those things. And I also think, you know, I had no contact with Wizards, and several people I know had said that, you know, maybe something's going on, you know. So I sent a Facebook message to Helene, and I asked her, I said, hey, is there anything going on? Should I be concerned? Is there an investigation? If there is, please let me know. I would like to attend more GPs. I plan on it. I'm currently traveling for work, so I'm trying to work out my schedule with travel. But, you know, if there's anything that happened, you know, please contact me. And the only response I got was an email a week later that simply said I had violated rules and I was banned. So I think maybe the letter was poorly worded, and they may have taken it as a threat. I was saying, hey, I'm going to come to events and be a terror, which was never my intention. Because there was so much negative feedback, I was just trying to reach out and say, you know, hey, if there's something wrong, you know, let's fix it, let's talk about it, you know, and I guess this is their way of fixing it, obviously.
You talked a little bit out there about the feedback. What kind of response have you directly received from the community? I mean, I've seen a little touch of the hostility that you're getting. Is there anything that you've received either personally or whatever that you can tell us about?
95% negative. You know, I have, some friends who are slightly better players than myself who initially, you know, within the first week said, hey, maybe something might happen. But since I got banned, it's been pretty much all negative, pretty much all, you know, telling me I deserve it. I'm a piece of shit. I'm a terrible person. And I don't necessarily think that their opinions are wrong because they're entitled to them. You know, you can have whatever opinion you want. Who am I to say that your opinion is wrong? I don't feel that way. Certainly, you know, every message board is kind of littered with you're a horrible person and a douchebag, which kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, if you're going to take a stance and say you shouldn't insult people you don't know, you know, maybe you should be a little more consistent. You know, if you're going to make a point, but you know, there's very few people that you go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that anybody saying horrible person is a little, people that cheat at a game like this are horrible people. You know, people that actually, to me, the more I think about it, I don't think it's bullying. Because to me, bullying is if somebody repeatedly comes at you with stuff. Like if you would chase these people down to their Twitter accounts and then been like, oh, this is this fat person's Twitter account, make fun of them. That's bullying.
Right. Yeah.
I think it is just a case of just general no thought douchebaggery. I mean,
you made a stupid mistake and now you're paying for it.
Yeah, we mean douchebag in the kindest sense.
In the best use of the word, yes.
So, I mean, you haven't really answered, though, what you think would have been fair. Like, given the reaction that people have had, and given the fact that Wizards is not willing for this type of behavior to happen at their events, whatever your intent was, they're not willing to have it happen. What do you think would have been fair?
Well, it's kind of a double-edged question. I think, first, it would need to be asked what rule was violated or what do they think was violated. So in this case, are we saying, what do I think is fair based on Wizards believing that I'm a bully or a terror to events? Is that the case? Because,
no.
I mean, the penalty depends on how they view it. I mean, that's the term fair. It has to be defined as to what they're banning me for, suspending me for.
They're banning you. Well, the thing is, like, Wizards, when Wizards holds an event, because all GPs in the US are run by Wizards with the help of a TO. The TO and Wizards control the venue. And you being in that venue is a privilege, not a right. If they tell you, get out, you're suspended for X, whatever, they don't have to give you a reason. As judges, we don't even have to have reasonable doubt before we disqualify someone. So,
we're not saying, Chris, that they have to have a reason to do it.
Right.
But if they want to create an atmosphere of fair to where players will want to interact with them in this game, they have to have a consistent logic across the board to apply to everyone.
Yes.
So that we all know what's going on.
Here's my point with this, though. even the defenders, like even the people who are saying that this bit ban is too much, and I agree, I think 18 months is way too much for this. But nobody at any point has said, oh, those actions were completely justified, there was absolutely nothing wrong with them, and there should have been absolutely nothing happening here. At the very least, people are saying, oh, there should have been a stern talking to and a warning. But the fact is that Wizards thinks you did something wrong. Whatever it is, isn't really relevant. They think you did something very wrong, and they are very upset, probably because of the hashtag, probably because of the photos, and let's be honest, probably because a very famous pro player, Owen Turtenwald, retweeted this to the X thousand followers he has, which is probably what brought the massive amount of attention this got. So given all that, given the fact that they were going to do something, what do you think should have been done?
Again, Chris, I mean, it's kind of double-edged because, in like you say, you did something terrible. In the like, if you said you did something terrible, like you assaulted a player type terrible, what do I think the suspension for that be? For me to answer that question legitimately, I would need to have some inkling. I mean, even if we disagree for the purpose of the discussion, what it is that they're punishing. If we're saying that this horrible act is that someone's going to events, making the events unfun, someone is you know, verbally assaulting players, then that's what they're punishing them, then I can answer that type of question. But just to say you did something wrong, it's nebulous as to what exactly was wrong. What is the punishment?
Yeah, because if you think about this, we as a community at whole, from the outside looking in, how do we see this? All of a sudden, Wizards jumps into a Twitter situation, policing the internet based off of something that they took as perceived as an insult, and now they're banning someone for 18 months, which is, you know, three times what a cheater would get. Now, if we don't get it defined what really happened or why they're doing this or what is the steps moving in the future, you got, you know, like personalities on Twitter that are very offensive. You got podcasts that offend people. This is something that's already within the community. So now moving forward, why was he made an example? Who's the next example? And what do we have to do so that we won't get banned ourselves?
That's a legitimate concern. And I mean, I think you've answered your own question. He was made an example of. Like, they basically, what they've done here is drawn a line and said, this will not happen again or else. Is it too much? Probably.
They have drawn a line, but what's the line is our
question. Was it being a douchebag? Was it the pictures? I mean, what put him from being your average Twitter?
I guess it was the hashtag.
The hashtag and the pictures. I have no inside information. I got to point that out. But I think the hashtag and the pictures are what did it.
I do too.
And if it's just the pictures, then why didn't Sperling get reprimanded for what he put on his site?
I don't know what Sperling. You mean with all the pros?
Yes, I mean, he even used he used official photographs from the event to do that.
Right, but they're friends of his, right?
Right,
but that doesn't matter.
And he called Owen gay in a derogatory manner. I mean,
yeah, that's where we're stepping into this gray area. Like, we now need to have Wizards really give us a clear, definitive line. Because, I mean, if you talk about it, he's not really bullying because it's not a continuous pattern. This is a one-time thing, but it's douchebaggery. Now, where is your douchebaggery, the line? You know, how far can you take it without going over the line? And they shouldn't just have it left to us to decide because, I mean, that's, again, very subjective also. So they need to be very clear in their message. Otherwise, this is going to kill, like Bill and Travis were talking yesterday. It's like, are now stores going to be policing people? What t-shirts you say? What are you going to be able to say to other people? It leaves a very unnerving.
That already happens, though, huh? There are stores where you can't walk in wearing certain shirts. You can't use certain sleeves. You can't use certain play mats. That's not new. It is worrying that the policing body, if you like, behind the game, has taken such a firm and unprecedented stance over something that could be said to be outside jurisdiction. But these are players at a Wizards event being objectified and insulted by a person they don't know. Whether or not there was any malicious intent, that you can't deny that these were insults directed at strangers. And they felt they had to take action, more than likely more because of their public reaction to it than because of the content. It's verbal abuse of players is what it is.
Yes, then, but right. We also have pro players too now. What about pro players that come with this, this air of they're better than everybody else? You know, forget everybody. They'll talk down to other players. They'll treat noobs. What about the word dirtle in general? You know, dirtle can have a negative condemnation, but we use it even, you know, Magic R&D uses it, so it's not like it's unheard of. So there is this level within the community that's already accepted, but the line where you get banned for it is unclear.
As an aside, how awesome it would be if they wrote the word douchebaggery into the official rules somewhere.
Are you sure that would be great. It's not there already?
I looked through. I did not see it. I'll have to do a Control-F search and check. Maybe it's there.
I mean, you guys asked me about some of the feedback. I know, like I said, I travel for work a little bit, and I'm currently in Milwaukee, and I went to a store that I had played at before the other day, and they were having an unsanctioned Legacy event where they allow procs. And I walked in, and they told me that the event was now sanctioned, which I said, okay, you know, the store owner was very upset, and I said, if you don't want me to play, you know, I'm not going to put you in an awkward position. I would never do that. I don't want to, you know, put you in a bad place or penalize your players. It's not who I am. It's not ever what I would do. And then everyone had their proxy cards out, and I said, well, you know, if you don't want me to play, just say you don't want me to play. Don't make, don't lie to my face. And then I was in no uncertain terms told that I was not welcome in the store because there was a few players that felt uncomfortable. And, you know, the store owner, I wouldn't say that I'm friends with him, but I'm more than acquaintances with him. I have good relationships with a lot of the players there, you know, very friendly with nearly all of them. But, you know, a couple of players said they felt uncomfortable. So, you know, that's one of the negative things that I'm dealing with right now.
I think
Wizards
that would
basically
happened.
Cast pariah on you.
That might have happened though, even without a suspension. You're going to have to accept that even once your suspension is over, that is out there about you now that you did this. And whether or not there had been any punishment for this, you're going to have that happen to you. You brought that on yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you just asked me some of the, I'm just, you know, pointing out some of the things that have happened. I'm not trying to be a victim or complain or cry out about it. I'm saying you asked me and this is the facts. This is the truth of the matter. You know, I don't consider myself a victim. You know, if Wizards deems this is a punishment for my action, then that's what they deem. They, you know, it's their game. I don't agree with it, but I'm not Wizards of the Coast. I am not the DCI. I don't have that kind of authority or power. You know, all I can do is try to appeal it, but whatever they come down with, I mean, ultimately that's it. You know, I have no say. You have no say. It doesn't matter, you know, who I talk to. That's the ruling.
So moving forward, how is this going to affect how you act in future events?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to take pictures of people and tweet them.
Well, let's ask this first. How does this affect you wanting to go to future events, let alone play once your suspension's up? Are you going to – is this I think most people have agreed that this is heavy-handed. Does that leave a sour taste in your mouth, you know,
definitely.
You don't even want to play anymore?
Like I said before, when I started to play in 2010 – one of the ways I was able to play more often was to kind of trick my girlfriend into playing a little bit. So now she really enjoys the game. So, you know, the big onus for us to go to GPs was she wanted to try it out, which is why we drove out to Indy. And, you know, she obviously wants to go to more. She had made plans this summer to go to Atlanta and Columbus and Boston. And now obviously those plans are shot. 18 months on the sidelines. There's a strong possibility I might lose my taste for the game, you know, just because it's not playing Magic for 18 months. A lot of my friends play. So obviously, you know, in a casual setting, I'm still going to be around the game and play, but I can't answer if I'm still going to want to play the game a year and a half from now. I mean, obviously right now I do. Right now I still want to go to tournaments and play, but it's not right now that's the question. It's 18 months from now.
Any other questions, guys? Wrap this up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to beat the horse too bad, you know, it's just, I don't know, you kind of got to understand, I think you do understand what you did, but I don't think you, again, it just seemed like it got, did it, now, let me ask you this too, just out of curiosity, once you saw that Owen retweeted it, did it kind of get exciting, you know, did that make you do it a little more?
No, he's a friend of mine.
Maybe stopped?
No, he's a friend of mine, so I mean... I didn't get excited by it. I wasn't like, oh, you know, someone's paying attention to me. He's just a friend, so.
Then he definitely owes you a beer.
Definitely.
So now, do you honestly feel bad about this, or are you just saying sorry because you feel obligated?
No, actually, I don't feel obligated. You know, one of the things that I always find funny, and then I'm sure you're all going to disagree with me with this, but you know, if someone is found guilty of a crime or is convicted, people always want an apology. I'm of the mindset that if you pay whatever penance you have, whether it's a sentence or community service or whatever, then that is the same as your apology. So, but for me, I never wanted to offend anybody. I never wanted to make anybody feel unwelcome. And I'm truly sorry for that. Like I said, I really want magic events to be a place where people can go. You know, Chris tried to say that, I'm going to pretend to be one of us. Like, I'm not a nerd. I'm an engineer. I read Wheel of Time and Gunslinger. I played Spellfire and Dungeons and Dragons and Warhammer. You know, I play Magic the Gathering. If there's someone who's a nerd or a geek, you know, it's pretty well me. And I don't want anyone to feel that those kind of activities or hobbies aren't welcome or warranted or something fun to do. You know, I'm one of those people. You know, when I was a kid, it was hard for me to find those places where you can go and play those types of games. So there's no way I would want to destroy that or take that away from anybody.
Wait, this guy plays Warhammer? Get him out of here. Warhammer.
What a loser. No, I haven't played Warhammer since when I quit playing Magic in around 2000. I quit playing all those games.
Yeah, Magic will take over your life.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like crack.
It is. I mean, it's not like crack. It is crack.
Crack would be cheaper.
Paper for him.
I gotta say, like, if your objective behind this is to make people understand that you didn't intend to offend anybody, then my honest advice to you is to stop trying to make it sound like whatever you say you're doing, it sounds like you're trying to justify things. I'm just like you guys. I play all these games. Other people do this too, but nobody's talking about them. How come nobody's punishing this guy? How come this is okay and this isn't? Stop all of that. It's all irrelevant. You did what you did.
You've apologized
for it.
I never once tried to justify what I did. I just said that I found it very hypocritical that there was such a public outcry when everyone was saying how bad of a person I was. And I said, well, if I'm so bad of a person, look at everything else that's happening. You know, it's
right. But that's all irrelevant.
He's right. That is all irrelevant.
If you want to be accepted back into the community, and you said you might not want to, but the best way to do that is to stop trying to divert attention to other people, because whether or not that's your intention, that's exactly how it's coming off. Just stop. Apologize, which is what you've done. Take your punishment, which 99% of people agree is far too long. Stop talking about it. Let it drop. And let people realize on their own, hey, you know what? This guy made a stupid mistake. He posted some jokes that most people did not find funny. He got punished for it. Let's move on. Because when Alex Bertoncini comes back to Magic, he's served his time, and people need to treat him like any other Magic player. Same with Edgar Flores. Same with Saito. When they all come back to Magic, they have to be treated like any other Magic player. So do you. But the more you do this and the more you try and divert it and say, oh, other people do it too and nothing gets done to them, oh, all these people are hypocrites, the more attention you're bringing back to yourself and the more it looks like you're trying to worm your way out of something.
It might look like that, but I'm not. I mean, the reason that even came up was because a certain person who we all know kept telling me that I was such a horrible person. And he would say, you did this, you're a piece of shit. And I said, that's incredibly hypocritical.
And there,
I don't agree with the
concept of him diverting it, but in his case, I think it is justifiable for him to have some of these questions because he is the first case for the hammer to come down on. So it's only natural for him to want to look around and say, why did it fall on me?
Yep, agreed. But you don't need to do that in public. Let people do that for themselves. Self-discovery will carry a lot more weight for your case than you throwing it in everybody's face.
Yeah, and I think coming on this cast opened it up for a lot of people. It was more than just the interview on the legit MTG, so I believe people will be able to take this and weigh out the facts and come to their own conclusion. And again, time will heal everything, and yeah, you apologize and move on, and it'll work out for you.
I think I've apologized on every possible form to anyone who would listen for 2 seconds and not just attack me. I mean, I truly am sorry for anyone who was upset or felt insulted or felt like it wasn't a safe place to play Magic. You know, I've said that on Twitter. I've said it on Facebook. I've said it here. Whether or not, you know, anyone accepts that, it's up to them. But I mean, from the get-go, I've tried to say that. And then, regardless of what I said, I've been attacked. And obviously that's to be expected. But I never once tried to justify what I did or say that I feel there should be zero punishment or that others should be punished. I just said, hey, you know, if you're going to attack me, maybe look in the mirror. I never once said that I was innocent of any wrongdoing. I never once tried to justify. So I think that's an unfair picture to try to paint. I understand what you're saying, that it's irrelevant in the nature of punishment and acceptance. But, you know, I was just trying to hold a mirror up to everyone else who was trying to throw stones at me.
Yep, but don't. And any apology followed by a but is negated by the but. So just apologize and leave it at that. Like, I hear what you're saying.
Okay, so just close up this cast. I mean, do you got anything else you want to say?
Oh, I want to say one thing. I want to say I'm sorry for Bill. You know, we were trading barbs, and I didn't mean to come over the top like that. You know, but we were going back and forth, and things were getting a little heated.
Like I said, fair enough. Because anything I put out there, number one, and I can't get mad at somebody for throwing it back at me. You know, and number two, obviously, if I put it out there, it doesn't really. I'm not going to put out something there that if somebody repeats it to me, is going to upset me. I got pretty thick skin.
Yeah. Lies, you put it. You'll put up for anyone. You'll put up for anyone, Bill. Don't tell lies.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Wizards, you're listening. You know, make sure you make a public announcement. Let us know about this so we can move forward, and the community won't be unnerved by such a banning. Gerald, you know, you made your apology. You let the people know. So if people want to forgive you, that's going to be on them and make their own decisions.
Yeah, I guess you're going to see also, too, you know, after someone apologizes and serves their penance, you'll kind of see what people really were upset with the issue and what people really were just taking some kind of personal crusade on the whole deal.
Right, because, you know, sometimes people jump on the flavor of the month bandwagon.
It's Dramatic the Gathering, so.
I think Zach Cole would definitely agree with you right now.
Oh, man, I feel real bad for that guy.
I don't.
No. I don't feel bad for what he did. I feel bad for how he's getting just piled on.
We should do another podcast about that, because if you're going to scumbag someone in the Magic community, I don't know. Mike Flores seems like the worst possible choice.
Let's put a PSA. If you're going to scumbag somebody, scumbag me, because nobody's going to give shit, number one. Don't do it to Flores. Don't do it to anybody that knows John Finkel. How about that?
Right? Like, not only John Finkel, but BDM and, like, Matt Sperling. This guy is friends with a megaton of pros, all of whom are adept at making you feel like a piece of crap. Why would you do that?
And it's like he's the godfather. I mean, he hasn't said a damn thing about it and just had everyone out spread out the gospel of Flores.
He hasn't tweeted in 3 days. That's how badass and influential he is. He hasn't even put out a single tweet in 3 days, and people are still on it.
So at this time, is it just a matter of time before Zach Hall washes up on some beach somewhere?
No, we need to get Zach Hall on here. Let him talk.
Have him on the RamenCast.
RamenCast, right. He'll be eating ramen soon.
Jeez, somehow I don't think so.
No, my favorite tweet of the whole thing, you know, people are going back and forth about the issue. And some dude, I think I said this last time, was like, oh, the guy's an SCG commentator. He couldn't have cheated or scumbagged anyone. You're right. How could he possibly?
Never. Cheating never happens.
SCG? No. Did you see, speaking of SCG, did you see what Edgar Flores put on his Facebook this week?
Oh, jeez. No, I must have missed that.
Oh, God. He posted a picture of his mantelpiece with, like, the two SCG winning trophies and a couple of other plaques and stuff from SCG. And he goes, it's almost a year now. Wonder how I won these. And everybody was like, oh, because you're a master and this and that and the next. I was so tempted just to post on there. I don't know. Drawing four cards off Brainstorm seems like it might have helped.
Seems good. I'm not a fan of Edgar Flores.
All right, we're going to save that for another podcast.
Yeah, we'll have to save that for another time.
And so thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Gerald, for coming on. And thank you, host, for being rational and not ravaged dogs.
I want to thank all you guys for letting me come on and being fair to me and not just attacking me rapidly. And maybe I'll see you in 18 months.
Well played, sir.